This will be the fourth overall meeting between the two schools. Ashland leads the all-time series 2-1. They won on Panther Field a year ago 44-21. They trailed that game 21-20 at the half. The home team has never won in this series. Ashland won the toss. They deferred to the second half. Ohio Dominican to our left in the all-white will have the football first today. Ryan Mullins has the ball teed up, and we are underway here today. Deep kick by Mullins with the wind will chase Nichols back into the end zone. It'll bounce out of the end zone, and Ohio Dominican will have the football first at the 25-yard line. Panther offense averaging 482 yards of total offense per game. That ranks fourth in the conference. They are fourth in rushing, ninth in passing, and second in points scored at 39 per ball game, and led by captain and junior quarterback Mark Miller, making his 17th start today, completing 65% of his passes for 1,250 yards. He is fifth in the conference in yards per game. He is second in the conference with 11 touchdowns. He will open up with four receivers, make it three to his right, and Brandon Schoen will open up as the starting running back today. They'll fake pump throw out here to the near side. Ronald McLeod the catch, 25, 30, and banged out of bounds at the 33-yard line. The receiving core of Ronald McLeod, sophomore out of Shaw High School in Cleveland, Abe Johnson, a junior out of Taft in Cincinnati, and Des Stewart, a sophomore out of Walnut Hills in Cincinnati. Nate Weeks will be the H-back today. He's a senior and a captain out of Marysville. Gain of 8, second down and 2. Brandon Schoen the carry, cuts to his right, moves forward, got to the 35, and will have the first down as he is to the 36-yard line. The sophomore out of Olentangy Orange, splitting time with Mark Nichols at the running back position, comes into today sixth in the conference in yards per game. He's got 564, over 6 yards per carry, and 4 touchdowns on the season. First and 10 Panthers left to right from the 36, and after a high snap, Miller will give to Schoen. Good patient run, moves forward over the 40 to the 43-yard line. Good quick first down for ODU. Wasn't surprised at the first down pass. I think we'll see a little bit of that Grand Valley game plan here today against Ashland.
Right, they started out with that little screen out to the right, and I think the key word here on this last play with Brandon Schoen's run was patience. And we've been saying that word a lot this year to describe his style of, as a running back, and he's that. He gets patient, finds the hole, and then puts it on into another speed.
Second down and 3 after a gain of 7 for Schoen. Panthers now will take the direct snap out of the pistol. Miller going to look to throw. Fake pump. Now will dump it right. Caught by McLeod at the 46. Right at the first down marker. Matt, I think they wanted to go to Brandon Schoen out of the backfield, but Meter got his big hands up there and wasn't going to allow that pass to get there.
Yeah, we talked about Meter in the pregame show, an All-American there on the defensive line. 6'2", 304. Averaging 9, or has got 9.2 tackles, 2 tackles for loss and a sack this season.
On first down, Schoen sweeping left upfield, and not much this time as he'll be dropped at around the 47-yard line by linebacker Chris Harvey. The offensive line intact for ODU. Michael Kelke, sophomore center. Ben Cooper and Taryn Cunningham are the two guards. Jared Howard is the left tackle. The lone senior in today's game day captain is Jake Brandt on the right side, playing in his 38th game today for ODU. Second and 9 after a short gain for Schoen. Opening possession, clock winding, 13:08 to play in the first quarter. Mark Nichols into the backfield now will block as they throw. Will go left for Stewart. Puts his head down to the 48 of Ashland. Nice little pickup of about 6 on the play, and it'll be third down and short coming up. Matt Baumbauer is the nose guard. Jamie Meter and Teron Saunders are the end here of this 3-4. We'll set the rest of their defense as the Panthers get right to the line here on 3rd and 4. They'll turn and give to Mark Nichols. He'll go left behind Perrin Cunningham, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds shy of the first down. So on 3rd down and 4, Panthers keep it on the ground, and he's about a yard shy of the first down. And, boy, the Panthers with a decision here.
Yeah, we're sitting there at the 45-yard line of Ashland, kind of no man's land. I think they got some good momentum going right now, but it looks like they're going to run the punt team out.
Yep, so that drive will stall after moving into Ashland territory, and the football will be at the 45 of Ashland. So the Panthers are going to play the field position game here just a little bit. You've got a pair back to receive, and Dan Pico and also Mike Taylor for Ashland. Mikey Snyder to punt will movement high into the wind. A spiraling kick that'll bounce at the 5. Check up right there and be downed inside the 10-yard line by the Panthers Dominic Clegg. So good job by Snyder, and the Ashland offense will come onto the field for the first time, led by Trayvon Chapman. He's a freshman out of Kent Roosevelt, transferred from Pitt where he never played a down. And he is a guy who now has taken over the reins at quarterback with their original starter of the year, Austin Bruns, out for the foreseeable future. They will line up with two, make it three receivers to the right, and Anthony Taylor to the right of Chapman at quarterback, who stands at the five-yard line. First down, they give to Taylor, moves left, up the middle, 15, and tripped up by Justin Bell out around the 19-yard line. So that's a gain of 10 for the junior out of Arlington, Virginia, and reigning offensive player of the week in the GLIAC, Anthony Taylor, who right now leads this conference in yards per game, and he is third in the nation in Division II in rushing yards at 844 in five games coming into today. First down and 10, and they'll hand it off to Taylor again, and he's out ahead to the 30, or make it the 27-yard line. I'm going to correct myself. It was second and one, so he'll pick up first down on that play and a couple of nice holes on the left side of the Ashland line.
Yeah, a couple of big holes, and this is the matchup that I was talking about earlier in the game between our defensive line and their running game. Obviously a little banged up now, and we got some guys, some third stringers out there on the defensive line that are going to need to step it up.
From the 28-yard line, first down and 10, Ashland. In their all-purple look today, pants and tops with the purple headgear, the Tuffy the Eagle on the side with white numerals and some yellow trim. First and 10, they'll roll Chapman out to the right, and he will throw for the first time. It'll be caught at the 30-yard line. Pico is out to the 35 and down at the 36. Junior out of Oak Lawn, Illinois, will make his 20th catch. He's their leading receiver, and I think we're just going to see a lot of the safe passing game here today. They do not have the wide receivers they've had in the past that have that deep, real deep threat. Maybe Eric Tompkins is a deep threat, but we're going to see kind of a similar type passing game that we see out of Ohio Dominican, the short stuff. That was a gain of 9 for Pico. Second down and 1 now as Chapman will take it, roll to the near side. They pressure. Now he'll dump it off and throw it right into the sidelines, and it's going to be third down and 1 now coming up for Ashland.
Yeah, this is going to be a big down right here, third and short. I would imagine they're going to stick to the ground here. The first two plays of their offensive series, the holes were about as wide as could be. You could drive a semi-truck through them, and I think that might be the story here today. And defense needs to get a good stop here, try to play that field position game, and get the ball back into the Panthers' offensive hands.
So they will go big formation here, third and less than a yard. Taylor, deep eye back here. They will give to him up the middle. He's going to be hit right at the line of scrimmage. It's going to depend on the spot, and he does not have the first down as Brad McCurdy came shooting through and made the tackle for Ohio Dominican.
Great job, Brad McCurdy, coming up from his safety position, coming in. They had him playing up, playing the blitz to clog that hole, and it looks like they're Ashland might be going
wow.
for it here. Yeah.
So the Panthers had it fourth and a yard in Ashland territory and pass. I mean, by pass, I mean punt. Ashland here, it looks like they're going to go for it.
Right about the same spot, Tom.
Little change yeah. in the personnel out there as TJ Rock, their punter, is in at quarterback. He looks to the sideline, and now he may drop back in quick kick here. He will take it, gives to Taylor off the left side, hit at the line, it's going to depend on the spot, and he has got it by a mere inches. So they change things up, they put their punter out there, takes the snap, hands to Taylor, and boy, they just barely got the first down.
Yeah, it looked like there was a little confusion on the Ashland sideline, and they didn't know whether they were going to short kick it or what, and Ohio Dominican was ready for it, it's just there was not enough room there to play with.
So a big first down for Ashland in their own territory, trying to send a little early message of being aggressive. First down and 10 now, football at the 39-yard line. And on first down, they will snap it to Vance Settlemyer on a jet sweep coming around near side. And he is out of bounds at the 47-yard line. He's a freshman out of Findlay High School. 27 carries, 179 yards coming in at his best game in relief of Taylor last week, nearly rushed for 100 yards against Lake Erie, and Settlemyer will pick up 7 on first down. This is another team that does not huddle as they will look to the near sideline and get the play. Two receivers right, one to the near side. Chapman will give to Taylor, moving right, bottled up this time at the line of scrimmage by Jordan Murph, whose name will say a lot today, sophomore out of Cincinnati Withrow, who is on the defensive line today, filling in for some of the banged-up Panthers. No gain. It'll be third down and 2.
Yeah, another big third down and short situation, and be nice if they could get a stop here and maybe get them to lose a few yards, get them out of the fourth and short situation, because we've already seen them go for it on that.
This time Chapman's going to move in under center. He's got a wing back right, and on a delay, hands to Taylor. Stutter step through a hole, and they just barely hang on to him. Justin Bell makes a touchdown saving tackle at the 41-yard line. This guy has had 50-plus yard runs in four of their five games today, and Matt, he was an eyelash away from going the distance there.
Yeah, I mean, that's why he was the player of the week last week in the conference, going for over 304 touchdowns, and you know, he's ranked third in rushing for total yards in the country, and we're going to get a healthy dose of him today.
First down and 10 for Ashland, right to left. It's Taylor moving to right. Cuts back, runs into Nico Tanksley, who will bring him down after a gain of a yard. This drive, remember, for Ashland began back at their own 9-yard line with just under 12 minutes to go in the quarter. We're down to 7:40 to play in the first quarter, and Ashland has moved the football to the Panther 40-yard line. The Ashland offense, ninth in the conference in total offense, third in rushing. And they are seventh in scoring, averaging 30 a game. Second down and 9. Out of an I formation, Chapman in under center. And now they will all step back and look to the near sidelines and get the new play call from the side.
Got to watch the play clock.
It's down to 3. Chapman notices it, gets in under center, and snaps it just in time. They give to Taylor. Stutter steps into the hole, nowhere to go again. Got a yard. It'll be 3rd down and 8. So their first 3rd down and long coming up now for Ashland.
Yeah, a little bit of breathing room right here for the Ohio Dominican defense. First time they're able to get Ashland into a 3rd and long situation. Big down here, you got to anticipate the pass or at least the play action and see what we can do here. I'd say they're definitely out of field goal range, so this is a huge down right here.
3rd down and 8. They need the 31-yard line. Ashland on the season on 3rd down, just 37%, which is 12th in the conference. Defensively, the Panthers are limiting the offense to 36%. Chapman straight drop. Panthers only rush 4. Chapman getting pressure. Now will scramble to his right. He's going to have room to get to the first down marker and out of bounds at the 30. Cody Culbertson got over there to force him out of bounds, but not before Chapman was able to use his legs and get a first down.
Yeah, a little bit of a good defense on Ohio Dominican. They had everything covered downfield. The play kind of pushed to the left, and it fell apart. And Chapman saw the nothing but real estate out to his right side, and boy, he's got a little bit of a burst of speed there, Todd, getting out there and getting that first down.
So the football now to the 30-yard line here for Ashland as they pick up another first down. Clock down to 6 minutes to play first quarter. And it's Anthony Taylor up the middle, and they grab a hold of him. Jordan Murph will bring him down after a gain of a yard again. So do you hear after the first couple of runs starting to close that hole a little bit and shorten up the runs here for Taylor. So a gain of a yard. It'll be 2nd down and 9 now. This offense, we haven't even mentioned their receivers of Eric Thompson, Alex Weber, Dan Pico, David Soucy, and Drew Brenner. We'll see them all out there at times today. Looks like Jordan Crayon is in there at a fullback this time on 2nd and 9. Chapman, quick throw out to the right. Pico's got the catch and a quick tackle by Billy Akins at the 25-yard line. That'll pick up 4. It'll be 3rd down and 5 now. The offensive line, Keith Dinger is a senior from Maslin. James Triplett and John Sippa are their two guards. Zach Vermillion is a captain, and Biley Knight is the two tackles. With, again, Renner and Slavinsky, their tight end. Slavinsky will check in now. He'll be tight to the right side of the line. On 3rd down and 5, they'll have a trip set of receivers to the left. Taylor to the left of Chapman, and they'll give to him on 3rd and 5. Bottled up now, bounces outside, and Culbertson from behind drags him down for a gain of a yard. Big play and tackle there by Cody Culbertson, who 2 weeks ago was the GLIAC's Defensive Player of the Week, and the special teams will come on for Ashland. They're going to try a field goal.
Yeah, Ashland had those receivers trip to the left, and Culbertson was coming in on the blitz, and he saw them hand it off to the right and was turned on the extra speed there and was able to track down the runner and get a huge play, get a huge tackle. I'll tell you, Todd, if they get hold them to 3 here, this is going to be huge.
Anthony McCarthy, a 41-yard field goal try with the win. Blocked at the line of scrimmage and recovered and picked up by the Panthers. Not only do they hold them to 3, they hold them to no points on the scoreboard. And that will electrify the Panthers sideline and fans. And ODU will take over at the 32-yard line. I think Mason Sawicki blocked it. Not sure. We'll get clarification in a little bit. But either way, it'll be ODU ball at the 32-yard line with 4:08 to play in the first quarter.
Yeah, and in the, I think they won the battle there, Todd, I'd have to say. You know, Ashland was marching down the field, starting within their own 10, had the ball forever, it seemed like, and now the defense gets a chance to rest. Now the offense needs to put together a drive, let that defense recover a little bit.
That was an 8-minute possession by Ashland that turns into 0 points, and Miller to throw on first down. Rolling left, deep ball now for Des Stewart, who got behind the defense. He will make the catch at the 30, cut back at the 25, and brought down at the 15-yard line. Des Stewart, averaging 16 yards a reception, comes up with a big play and a great toss by Mark Miller.
Boy, I thought that ball hung up there forever. We got that wind down there today. You and I were down there on the field before the game, and we commented on it, and it kind of hung up there, but Des got behind the defense, made a great catch.
First and 10 from the 15. Here's Mark Nichols straight up the middle, and he'll pick up a couple after the 53-yard throw and catch by Miller to Des Stewart. Stewart, the big play guy we saw in the first week of the season against Georgetown, has had a couple of nice games. And the one good thing about ODU and the receiving corps, it could be anybody on any given week who could have a big day, as Ronald McLeod last week had 10 catches for 97 yards for the Panthers. Second and 7. Miller, little bubble screen. Casey Williams, the catch. Broke one tackle to the 10. Cut back to the sideline to the pylon. Touchdown, Casey Williams. 13 yards, weaving his way in and out of traffic. And the Panthers strike first.
Nice job by the Ohio Dominican offense on there. They had a couple receivers to the near side and kind of drew the defense away with a little bit of a screen and nice little shifty moves out there to get into the end zone and get the Panthers ahead. We were hoping for a long, sustained drive to give the defense a rest, but I guess we'll take the touchdown.
That was the first thing that entered my mind on that pass completion, is this drive might be very short.
Yep.
And on to try the point after is Brent Wally, your GLIAC Special Teams Player of the Week, after 4 field goals last week, and he'll bang this one through. Timeout on the field with 3:18 to play in the first quarter. It is Ohio Dominican 7, Ashland nothing, on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine provides a unique understanding of the physical demands placed on today's athletes. We're specially trained in prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. We also have a comprehensive team of specialists completely dedicated to the care and management of concussions. Our goal is to give every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest level. To include Nationwide Children's Sports Medicine on your team, call 355-6000 or visit nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine.
This is Charlie Daniels back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. A couple of quick starts for teams from the GLIAC. Wayne State out to a 6-0 lead over Hillsdale with 13:39 to go in the first quarter. And Lake Erie on top of Notre Dame of Ohio 7-0 after a Brendan Gallagher 56-yard touchdown run. Let's go back out to the gridiron and rejoin Todd and Matt.
Hi, Charlie. Thank you very much. Afternoon football today. Nothing but brilliant sunshine, 68 degrees, about a 10-mile-an-hour breeze, and the Panthers with a 7-0 lead. Wally's kickoff is away, and it'll be taken inside the 15-yard line. And out over the 20 into the 22-yard line is Mike Taylor on the run. Well, let's see now how Ashland responds at a phenomenal drive from inside their own 10-yard line. And it ended up stalling, and then the Panthers blocked a field goal of McCarthy, who had only attempted one other field goal this year. And now the Ashland offense will come out at the 23-yard line.
Yeah, we mentioned how we wanted to have a nice, long, sustained drive by the Ohio Dominican defense to give them a little bit of rest, but we marched down and scored, but still, we got the momentum, so I don't think it's that big of a deal.
First down and 10 now for Ashland, right to left, high snap. Chapman now will throw over here to the near side, caught by a Renner and out over the 25 as Alex Weber on the reception. He's a junior out of Ada. 4 catches coming in today, and they'll pick up about 3 or 4 on the play. Defensively for the Panthers out there right now, you've got Luke Carruthers and Mason Sawicki as the defensive tackles. Jordan Murph and Sidney Omame are the ends. Shields, Tanksley, Culbertson are the linebackers. On the corners, it's Billy Akins and Daytwan Harris with Justin Bell and Brad McCurdy in the secondary at safety. Second down and 7 now for the Ashland offense. And now a stretch handoff. No, Chapman's going to roll that way to throw. Murph pressures, Shields pressures, and it goes into the Panthers' bench on the throw by Chapman. Boy, Jordan Murph was asked to step up today and say, all right, big fella, you were recruited to play football here at Ohio Dominican, maybe a little earlier than you expected, but we've said his name now half a dozen times on the first two possessions.
Yeah, 6'1", 225, sophomore. You mentioned he was from Withrow. Right there in Chapman's back pocket on that play, nice pursuit, good pressure, got right in his face, and it was just, I had no other choice but then to throw it away.
Third down now and seven, and again, it was a third and long that kept them to that field goal last possession. Panthers showing blitz. They're coming from everywhere. Chapman will throw over the middle. Pico the catch and running room. 35 and down to the 37. So that'll be a gain of 11 and a first down. Well, they want to take away the run today.
Yep.
They've got an inexperienced quarterback who hasn't been in the system but for a couple of weeks. And at times, they're going to bring the house at him. And Chapman made a good decision right there.
Yeah, the defense was a little bit spread out because they had so many men in the box, and that was able to shake loose a receiver, and he was wide open for them to get the first down on third and long.
So first down and 10 for Ashland now, trailing by a score of 7-0, and Chapman will hand to Anthony Taylor. Nice hole off to the right side. Warren Shields will fight off a block and bring him down at the 41-yard line. That'll be a gain of 3 on first down for Anthony Taylor. 29 carries, 311 yards last week, and he barely played at all in the third quarter. Also rushed for 4 touchdowns. He's had 3 200-plus yard games in his career. So this is a guy that they will lean on and rely on to carry the mail. High snap, Chapman handles and gives to Taylor and runs right into the line again. And it's finally brought down at around the 43-yard line. Short 2-yard gain on the play for Taylor this time. And now we're looking at third down and 5. So another decision coming up for the Ashland Eagles on how to attack here on third down.
They were pretty successful last time throwing on it. And, you know, the defense here just needs to kind of buckle in, keep an eye on the ball, and get another stop here and get it back into the offense hands.
Third down play. They need the 48 for a first down. Chapman with 3 receivers to his right. Panthers rush 5. Chapman with a good pocket throws and a good catch over the middle. McCurdy will make the tackle at the 44-yard line. David Soucy, captain out of Brecksville, and a junior, makes his 9th catch of the season for a first down. And boy, did Chapman have some zip on that pass.
Yeah, I've noticed a couple times here, even on their first drive, he has a lot of mustard on that ball, as they like to say. Nice strong arm, and he matches that with some of the speed that he has with his legs.
32 seconds to play first quarter. Panthers lead 7-0. Ashland, for the second time, is driven into ODU territory at the 46. It's Anthony Taylor off to the left side. Justin Bell hit him once, and then finally they bring him down from behind at the 38-yard line. That is... Well, we'll check the number for ODU, but tackle made, and a gain of about 7, and that's really the first time Taylor's been able to kind of bounce it outside unimpeded. That was Anthony Small on the tackle for ODU, and that ends the first quarter. 7-0, Ohio Dominican leads as the 20th-ranked Panthers try and win their 6th in a row. Back to Ashland after this timeout on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
We welcome you back to the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. This is Charlie Danis. Michigan Tech has just grabbed a 7-0 lead over Northern Michigan with 3:16 to go in the first quarter, thanks to a 1-yard touchdown run by Cole Welch. Let's now head back out to the stadium and rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
All right, Charlie, thank you very much. End of one period of play here in Ashland, and the Eagles with the deficit here, 7-0, but with the football. And now they'll be moving from our left to our right. Panthers on a 13-yard touchdown pass from Miller to Casey Williams, the lone score thus far. Ashland had a field goal blocked. Second down and 2 from the Ohio Dominican 38. Chapman fakes once, pumps twice, throws this near side, caught by Pico and tackled at the 23-yard line. Boy, he looks very composed in that pocket and finding wide open receivers, and Dan Pico makes the catch.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. Pico was wide open. The defense looked a little bit confused. There was some pump fake going on and things of that nature, kind of to throw the defense off. And actually, I think Todd got kind of lucky that Pico didn't get more yards on that.
So it'll be first down and 10 now for the Eagles at the Panther 23. Eye backfield, Anthony Taylor stutter steps right, 20 to the 15, and Justin Bell makes another tackle at around the 13-yard line, almost 9, maybe 10 on the play for Anthony Taylor.
Yeah, and Bell was the only thing in between Taylor and the end zone there. Nice tackle by Justin Bell coming up and getting low and upending Taylor, and, you know, we've seen two very nice drives here by Ashland. They've started out with very poor field position, and they just keep marching on right down the field.
So it'll be second and one after the gain of 9 for Anthony Taylor. Crayon in there at the blocking back. They go I formation, tight end to the right. And Chapman will give to Taylor. And he's hit right at the line by Culbertson. But he's able to drag him forward to the 11, which will be good enough for another Ashland first down. So the Eagles will have it first down and 10 from right around the 11-yard line here.
Yeah, that's twice Culbertson has been able to get into the backfield like that. We saw it on the last drive to kind of stop them on third and long. And I say keep them coming, man. Keep them coming into the backfield and getting those stops. He's just a ruthless tackler out there.
So they finally determined that it was a first down. They will move the chains. And now Ashland will go to, a bigger formation. They will add another tight end, Logan Slavinsky, out there, single back, and now Ashland needs a timeout. We'll pause as well let's hold off here. I think they might have been talking about a reset of the play clock, which was already resting on zeros. So after the officials took a long time looking at the to see if it was a first down or not, so they need a reset here of the play clock, which is correct. So the explanation given. So it will be no timeout credited to Ashland, and they will have it first down and 10 from right around the 11-yard line. Chapman with Taylor behind him, single back. And on first down, fake the toss sweep left, coming back right, wide open in the end zone is Renner for a touchdown. That's a great play call right there.
Yeah.
They have everybody going left, come back and hit Alex Renner, who just made his first catch of the season in the back of the end zone, wide open for an Ashland touchdown.
I'll tell you, Chapman might be kind of fresh and green to this program, but he certainly knows how to run that offense so far. You can tell he's been studying the playbook. Had me fooled out there with the fake pitch and just left the tight end wide open there in the back of the end zone.
So the point after coming up. And Anthony McCarthy, who is 7-for-7, he is a true freshman place kicker. Good snap. Kick is on the way, and it is no good. He missed it off to the right. Timeout on the field with 13:22 to play in the first half. Ohio Dominican 7, Ashland 6 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
At Sunbury Road Dairy Queen, we value our customers as well as our neighbors. In addition to being proud supporters of Panther Athletics, we host car washes for youth football, initiated an attendance incentive for Mifflin Middle School, and began a summer work internship with a local community house. Stop by for a blizzard treat at Dairy Queen on Sunbury Road, just north of Ohio Dominican University. Remember, it's not fast food, it's fan food.
We're back here in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. Another rushing touchdown for Anthony Bilal as Lake Erie takes a 14-0 lead over Notre Dame of Ohio with 5:14 to go in the first quarter. And Hillsdale has just grabbed a 7-6 advantage over Wayne State thanks to a 3-yard touchdown run by Alex Koski. Let's now head back out to Jack Miller Stadium and rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
Ashland has gotten into the end zone, but a missed extra point. And the Panthers still have the lead, 7-6, as the kickoff is away. And the kickoff is away now and taken by Nichols on the far side. He'll run up to the 25 and out to around the 27, and a late penalty marker comes in as well on that scoring drive. 11 plays, 77 yards, and 4 minutes and 51 seconds. And again, that extra point, no good. So it is now a 7-6 Panther lead. And we'll let them sort out this penalty, which I have a feeling will go against Ohio Dominican. And they're going to start back well inside their own 20-yard line here.
We talked about the win earlier, Todd, but I don't think the win was a factor on that extra point.
Although,
it looked like he just
shanked it. Here comes the call. We'll be holding on Ohio Dominican. So it's going to take it back to the 13-yard line where Ohio Dominican will take over first down and 10.
Speaking of penalties, Todd, I don't think we can expect to get too much help from Ashland today. They're number one in the nation in fewest penalties, so they're a very clean football team, very fundamental, and we're just going to have to earn it.
They're averaging, what is it about? They've only committed 11 penalties in five games, so just over two per game. So, and what's interesting, they're not even best in the conference. Michigan Tech, in terms of penalty yards against per game, is number one in the nation, and then Ashland is number two in terms of penalty yards. So, after a lengthy discussion and taking forever to spot the football, I'm not sure what our mini delay is here. I'm not sure. Play a little music.
Listen to a little Katy Perry.
All right. First down and 10 Panthers from our right to our left out of the pistol formation, and the Panthers moved on the offensive line. So that'll back them up more. ODU's initial drive got them a couple of first downs and into Ashland territory, and then the drive stalled. On their second possession, a long 53-yard pass play moved them deep into Ashland territory, and they took advantage of it. Now the Panthers backed up to inside their own 10. We'll give to Brandon Schoen. Moving off to the right side, this is a nice little gainer on first and 15 out to the 20-yard line. Boy, a strong run for Brandon Schoen, and good effort by that offensive line to open up a nice little seam for him to run in.
Yeah, Brandon out to the right, got some nice space there to run, and, you know, despite the penalty there, the false start, we're looking at about second and five, so no harm, no foul, I guess.
Well, he did spot him out of bounds at the 18, so it's second and five. Schoen again. Stretch play to the right. Turns upfield. 20, 25, first down as he just ran over Eric Schwederman, junior out of Norwalk St. Paul High School. First down, Panthers. Well, a punishing run by Brandon Schoen.
Yeah, Schoen, 5'11", 205 pounds. Schwederman, 6 foot, 204. So you could say that Schoen's a little bit smaller than him, but just steamrolled him.
So first down and 10, Panthers. Football at the 27. Leading by a score of 7-6 here in the second quarter. Quick throw right, Ronald McLeod, upfield 30, and broke a tackle. Wow, did he just dip out of that? Finally, Schwederman throws him down out of bounds after picking up 10. That looked like a gain of 3, and they get a first down.
Yeah, looked dead in the water from the time he caught it. They were right on him, but he was able to get a little loose and get slippery and get some extra yards in the first down. I like the way this drive is coming together.
So first down and 10 for Ohio Dominican. Football already out to the 38-yard line after a couple of plays after they were inside their own 10. Miller in the pistol will have Weeks go in motion, and now we got movement again by the Panther offensive front. Well, Ohio Dominican came in contrast of Ashland with 32 penalties, averaging 58 yards per game, which was 11th in the conference. And I found it interesting, after only two penalties last week, it was kind of the closest game of the year.
Yeah.
Seems like when the Panthers have big penalty games, they win big. So, I don't know.
Well,
how do you overcome your mistakes, I guess?
Yeah, and we saw a lot of defensive points and special teams points earlier in the year.
We have.
And last week we didn't necessarily have that. We had to rely on the offense, and so maybe that's the explanation there. But you're right. I mean, I know that penalties are a big concern for Coach Conley and his staff, and you never help yourself when you got first down and you jump off sides and face another first and 15 on the same drive.
Well, after a false start penalty, all the officials had to get together. That gave us a chance for a little more dance music. And now they tell us that they're going to start the clock when they blow the whistle.
Okay.
I could have figured that out when you wound your arm. First down and 15. And it's brand new play fake. Miller's going to look to throw another deep ball downfield, looking for Ronald McLeod. He is out there, and he's got it at the 15, to the 5, to the 3. How about that throw from Mark Miller? Dropped it in there to Ronald McLeod. It'll be first and goal, Panthers.
I thought I think that Ashley defense saw exactly what you and I saw. It looked like it was a run, nice little play action fake to Brandon Schoen, and Mark Miller just laid a nice little teardrop up there all the way downfield. It was perfect, and here we are with a chance to score again.
And it's Schoen on first down, hit in the backfield and dropped at the 8-yard line. Play stopped immediately, and Damian Combs made a big play right there with all the momentum, and it just ran right into a brick wall, and Damian Combs, by the way, back to that play, 64 yards on the pass completion from Miller to Ronald McLeod. So it'll be second and goal now, football just inside the 9. I think the Panthers are going to end up spending a timeout here as they continue to look to the sideline. Play clock is in under 10. We've seen them do this before and just want to make sure that they get the right play called. So ODU will call time. We'll pause as well. Timeout on the field with Ohio Dominican leading Ashland by a score of 7-6 with 10:56 to play in the first half on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Charlie Danz back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. Another touchdown for the Chargers of Hillsdale as they take a 14-6 lead over the Warriors of Wayne State on an 8-yard touchdown run by Isaac Spence. 3:27 to go in the first quarter of that game. Back out to Jack Miller Stadium, rejoining Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
Second down and goal coming up now for Ohio Dominican as they are to the end zone to our left. Fans hooting and hollering here on homecoming day trying to get behind their defense. Second down play with Stewart and Johnson left, Ronald McLeod to the right. We've got Nate Weeks out there, will be the H-back, Brandon Schoen at running back, and Mark Miller will work out of the pistol here. 7-6, Ohio Dominican with the lead. 4 seconds past the 11-minute mark of our second quarter. Al Miller will take the shotgun snap, looking to his right. Throws over the middle, McLeod wide open. Touchdown, Ohio Dominican. 8-yard touchdown strike, Miller to McLeod. And it's 13-6 Panthers.
I'll tell you, the biggest part of that play, Todd, was Brandon Schoen coming out of the backfield and getting the block on Tyrion Saunders. He had a beeline to Mark Miller, and Schoen just threw a healthy block, left Mark Miller untouched, and left the receiver wide open in the end zone.
And Brent Wally out to try the extra point now for ODU. Mikey Snyder holds. Tyler Hayes snaps it. That all looks good. Kick is on the way, and it is also good. 10:53 to play now here in the first half, and Ohio Dominican lead by a score of 14-6. Panther fans, are you a member of the Black and Gold Club? This organization dedicated to providing financial support for intercollegiate athletics at Ohio Dominican University and helping Panther student athletes, coaches, and athletic department staff achieve success on and off the field of play. To become a member of the Black and Gold Club, you can visit the ODU Athletics website or call 614-251-4643. It won't go as a 92-yard drive, but the possession began inside their own 8 after the false start penalty. That is quite an answer for Ohio Dominican after having a penalty on the kick return and a false start on the before ever snapping a play. And a second time now, Panthers have used a big play. 53 yards on the first one, 67 yards on the second one to get them into scoring position.
Yeah, that pass, that 67-yard pass on that last drive, it couldn't have been any better for Mark Miller. Had some nice touch on it, just laid it up. Let the receiver get some separation and get them into scoring position.
And Wally's kickoff is away. Vance Settlemeyer will take it a yard deep in the end zone near sideline, up to the 20, and finally is out of bounds near the 28-yard line. Mark Miller, 8-for-8 to start the game for 147 yards and 2 touchdowns. 1 of 13 to Casey Williams, 1 of 8 to Ronald McLeod, and it's 14-6 Panthers now with 10:48 to play in the second quarter.
You know, Todd, we've talked a lot about Mark Miller's completion percentage. It's really good. Obviously, 8 for 8 is
perfect.
Yeah. But a lot of those have usually come on the short little out passes,
right,
and screen passes. That's different today. It's a different story. He's gone downfield, taken some shots downfield, gone for the home run ball and completed them, connected up with them.
First down and 10, Ashland, football at their own 29-yard line, going left to right, trailing by 8, and it'll be Anthony Taylor up the middle on first down. A little room this time, out to the 33-yard line. Warren Shields, 7th in the conference in tackles per game at almost 9.5. He had 12 a week ago against Walsh. He'll make the play, and that'll be a gain of 4 for Anthony Taylor on the first down run. Anthony Taylor, now 16 carries, 65 yards on the day. It's going to be tough to keep him under 100, Panthers have done so successfully under Coach Bill Conley. Second down and 6. And now Chapman will look to the line. In fact, going to go in under center here of Keith Dingler. And Taylor will be back there as an eye, and they'll hand to him. Shuffles to the left, nowhere to go. But I'll tell you, and Taylor's going to get his yards today because he's going to get, you know, about a half a hundred carries or so. But right now, they are doing a yeoman's job for being so banged up and depleted coming into today's game on the defensive front. Guys stepping up there, having to play more extended minutes and different roles today. And now this is about the third possession in a row where Ashland's had to convert now on a third and long. It'll be 3rd and 6.
Yeah, it was a little concerning the first couple of Ashland offensive drives that Taylor got some nice big holes, but I think our defensive line has settled in a little bit.
Needs a 39. Panthers are coming. Chapman's going to run it. He's got all kinds of room. 40, and a great open field tackle by Dominic Clegg at the 42-yard line. Boy, that only turned into a gain of 9 when it could have been a whole lot bigger, but a good play and really a good read by Chapman seeing the blitz coming.
Yeah, and a good play call on Ashland's case, but, got the 3rd and long, and of course, when you have a running back like Taylor, the defense is always looking for him, and it's a nice little advantage to have Chapman back there with being able to run and get some extra yards as well.
They go bigger formation here. Eye backfield, first down at 10, and a hit in the backfield and a tackle for loss by Nico Tanksley. Came shooting through. Tanksley's got the football, but the officials are going to say no, he was down, and that'll be a loss of a yard. In fact, maybe he got back to the line, but Nico Tanksley, junior from Walnut Ridge in Columbus, makes the play.
They've called his name quite a bit this year, a very emotional leader there on the defensive side of the ball, and I know a lot of guys get behind him, and nice big play there on first down, met him right in the backfield.
Got bad hair, but he's a good football player.
Got that blonde mohawk.
Second down and 11 yards to go now for the Eagles, and Chapman will roll to the left. He's pressured, hit and drop by Cody Culbertson back at the 33-yard line. Like a missile, Cody Culbertson, junior from Bishop Reed, he makes a big sack for the Panthers defense.
Cody, all day Culbertson, I think we got to call him today. I think you got to bring him every time. He's been being able to get in the backfield like that, made a couple of really big plays so far in this game, and leaves the Eagles here at about 3rd and a mile. Looks like about 3rd and 20.
Third sack of the season for Cody Culbertson. Ball back at the 33. They need the Panther 48 for a first down. Chapman will take the snap. Panthers bringing pressure. Throw out to the left is almost intercepted. Incomplete. Billy Aikens was just a step behind that football, or he would have had the interception. And Cody Culbertson, Nico Tanksley, Warren Shields, that defense for the Panthers all making plays on that last possession. And the Eagles will have to come out and punt the football.
And that was a huge defensive stand for Ohio Dominican. You're up 14-0. And if Ashland marches down the field and by chance gets in the end zone, they'll be within one touchdown. We'll see what ODU can put together here. If they can get in the end zone, that'd be a 14-point swing.
Rock will punt a wobbler to Justin Bell that he'll field at his own 28-yard line to the 35-40, cuts back and down at the 42-yard line. That'll be a 39-yard punt, 14-yard return by Justin Bell, and the Panthers offense leading by a score of 14-6. will have the football with 7:25 to go in the third. Panther fans, you checked out the new redesign of the Ohio Dominican website. You might want to stop by OhioDominicanPanthers.com. The All Access Pass to Panther Sports. All the very latest in ODU athletics. Go to OhioDominicanPanthers.com, the official athletic site of the Panthers. Ohio Dominican in the all white with the black headgear. Going right to left, and Mark Miller on first down will give to Mark Nichols. Big hole up the middle, 45, and hit at the 46. Turns into a gain of about four, maybe five on the play for Mark Nichols. Kind of a quiet first half thus far for Mark, but gets the carry right there. Nichols a week ago, 33 carries, a new school record. 135 yards and two touchdowns against the Walsh Cavaliers. He is second on the Panthers' all-time rushing list. Second and five. Nichols will sweep to the right. Running in behind big blockers, and he's got a first down. A gain of about six as Big Ben Cofer was out there leading the way, sophomore from Valley View. That'll be 6 yards for Nichols, and he'll move the chain.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned how he had kind of a quiet first half so far. I kind of thought when we were down here in the scoring position, Todd, and they called the timeout. Sean was on the field before they called the timeout. I thought they might switch out backs. We've seen a lot of him in jumbo packages.
First down from the Ashland 47. Miller quick throw right for Casey Williams. 45-40. Got a block from Nate Weeks, and he's out of bounds at the 33-yard line. And the Panther offense right now looking as good as it has. They were a little out of step last week against Walsh, looking kind of like they did that day against Grand Valley a couple of weeks back.
That's right. And when you factor in an odd start time at 6 p.m. going up on the road to Canton and dealing with weather coming off the emotional Grand Valley State win, it kind of was all a perfect storm for some of that.
Pardon the pun. From the 33-yard line, first down Panthers. Nichols will get the carry straight through the middle, just ran somebody over and will crawl his way to the 29-yard line. Boy, purple jersey to Eagle went flying backwards there as Nichols lowered his head into the hole. 6 minutes to go, second quarter, and this is now a big possession here for Ohio Dominican. Des Stewart over here to the near side. Casey Williams right, a little bigger package out there for ODU on second and six, and we get another false start against ODU. My goodness. Just a kick ahead of the snap.
Yeah.
False start. Offense number 79. 5 yards.
Your official lost his voice already? He's very, very gravelly out there.
Maybe he had a couple high school games last night.
Possible. Second down and 11 now for the Panthers here on offense. Right now, ODU riding the longest win streak in the country in Division II at 10 games after the number one team in the country, Valdosta State, got beat on Thursday night. And so Ohio Dominican now with a 10-game win streak, second longest in school history. Trying to make it 11 here today. Second down and 11, and Miller will take the snap. Got a step back. Coming back this way. Now we'll just throw it out of bounds off to the right. Trying to look for Casey Williams downfield. Boy, poor Abe Johnson was double-teamed. And now, did a flag come in here? Are they going to talk about intentional grounding? Miller clearly got it beyond the line of scrimmage. He was not out of the pocket or tackle box, if you will, but they're going to talk about grounding here.
Yeah, I think we had a couple receivers in the seam here and a couple in the flat on this side. I don't necessarily think anybody was out there. Out to the right, to Mark Miller's right, where he kind of threw it out of bounds. So we might be looking at an intentional grounding here.
Looks like they talked it over. They decided against grounding.
Okay.
And so now it'll be third down for the Panthers. Football is at the 34-yard line. Third down and 11 here. Again, the wind is behind ODU right now. They'll have Johnson and Stewart over here. And to the right is Ronald McLeod. Nichols in the backfield. Miller will dump it off to him. Spun around. Upfield to the 35. And still on his feet to the 29. Those might be very critical extra 3 yards there that Mark Nichols just picked up as the special teams unit will come out here for ODU. Tough one for Mark because Mark Miller's pass was behind him and never really kind of got moving forward, but picked up 5 or 6, and that's a big 5 or 6 yards now for Brent Wally, who will come out and try a 46-yard field goal as they'll spot it on the 36. He's been good twice from 47. He banged one home from 45 last week. Distance shouldn't be an issue from the right hash mark. Good snap. snap. Snyder puts it down. Kick is on the way with the leg, and it is good. Mr. Automatic, Brent Wally, will add three more to the board here for Ohio Dominican with a timeout on the field, 4:37 to play, second quarter. New score, Ohio Dominican 17, Ashland 6 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
We're back here in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. The onslaught continues for the Storm of Lake Erie. They now lead Notre Dame 28-0 with 12:42 to go in the second quarter. Another touchdown run for Anthony Vallal. And how about this? Tippin out to a 7-0 lead over Finley with 4:28 to go in the first quarter, thanks to a 2-yard touchdown catch by Tyler Jones. Back out to Jack Miller Stadium where we rejoin Todd and Matt.
Ticket. This one bounces on the ground, and boy, Ashland's got it, and finally tripped up at the 35-yard line is Adam Wallace, a redshirt freshman defensive lineman. Boy, and he was lucky to hang on to that after he caught that pooch kick on the bounce. He got hit immediately.
Yeah, linebacker. I didn't really look like he played, used to playing any offense. Don't know if he did in high school, but was lucky that they were able to hold on to the ball there.
Seven-play drive, just 29 yards for the Panthers in 2 minutes and 48 seconds. And the Wally 46-yard field goal, and it's now 17-6. Big possession here for the Ashland Eagles, trailing with the football at their own 35-yard line. Trayvon Chapman, 7 out of 10 passing in the first half, will throw it out to the left side. It'll be caught, and out to the 40-yard line is Alex Weber. Panthers will stand him up, and he'll pick up about 6 on the play. And the reason I say this is a big possession, if you recall last year, Panthers had a 21-13 lead, and then Ashland got a touchdown right at the very end of the half to make it 21-20, and they never looked back in the second half. You'd like to go against that here today and have Ashland get another touchdown to get it within striking distance right before halftime. Second down and 4, ball at the 41-yard line. Backfield in an eye here. Chapman will take it and just pitch it. The ball's on the ground, and it's a big pile of pitch still loose back to the 20-yard line, and Chapman will fall on it back at the 19. Chapman went the wrong way. And the Eagles are very lucky that they keep possession of the football here. Went the wrong way, and instead of handing it off, just decided to go ahead and pitch it into no man's land, and it was well behind Taylor.
Yeah, a little bit of miscommunication there on the Ashland offense. It's exactly what they didn't need with this drive, exactly what the Ohio Dominican Panthers needed from a defensive standpoint. And talk about third and a mile. This might actually be it this time.
Back to the 19. They have to get all the way out to the 45, so it's third and 27. Chapman will take it. They'll just delay handoff. Taylor, 20, and hit by McCurdy and Culbertson. They tried to strip the football, but they bring him down at the 24-yard line. And, boy, for the good plays that Chapman has made for his inexperience in this offense, a big miscue right there of the playbook turns into a disaster for Ashland, and now the Panthers are going to get it, probably out near midfield here with 2:45 clock rolling second quarter.
Yeah, we got all our two timeouts left and a chance to get good field position and try to get some more points on the board before the halftime.
DJ Rock to punt. Justin Bell back at his own 42. And he will boom one into the air that'll fade towards the Panther sideline and go out of bounds over there. So it should be out of bounds roughly the 40, I would guess. Wow, all the way up to the 45. So the Panthers will have it 55 yards from the end zone with 2:24 to play in the first half, leading 17-6. And as big a stop as that was now for the Panther defense, it turns into a really big possession for ODU offensively. I mean, you could have a big swing in this game right now.
Yeah, if you even if we were able to get some points on the board from a field goal standpoint, it would be stretching that lead. And you got to do whatever you can against Ashland, as you were just talking about a second ago, Todd. We had that swing at the end of the first half, and they never looked back. And when you look at the score, the final score from that game last year, it looked like we got whooped.
First down and 10 from the 45-yard line. They'll run an end around to Dez Stewart. He's going to look to throw. Double coverage, though, for Ronald McLeod, and it's incomplete. Stewart wanted to throw it, and he did, even though it was well covered by Ashland, and a play that the Panthers have not run this season. Boy, give credit to Ashland defensively there for being in the right spot.
Wow, did Des Stewart play a little bit of quarterback in high school? That was a nice-looking pass, but it was into double coverage, ill-advised pass. He could have pulled it down and kept running, but it was worth a shot.
Ended up being Paul Ward on the coverage, as now Schoen will sweep right here on second down, pick up a couple, and they're now looking at third down and long. Kyle Tomko and Ward were the two back there in coverage for Ashland. So third and long now for ODU. Clock winding, 2 minutes to go in the first half. And we'll see what the Panthers can come up with here on third down. Three receivers over here to the near side. And one behind, Schoen will line up behind Mark Miller. They need the 45 for a first. Miller will roll to this near side. He'll just sling it downfield for Abe Johnson, and that's well out of bounds. Good arm strength right there for Mark Miller off of the back foot to throw it out of bounds. And the Ashland defense comes up with a big stop. Panthers trick play doesn't work. And now Mikey Snyder will come out and punt for the first time. Still 1:38 to play, and Ashland has all three of its timeouts.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of went the opposite of how we kind of were hoping it would go to try to end out this half, but we got to keep it in the defense's hands one more time and see if we can get a stop.
Snyder on the season, he's averaging 36 yards per kick, and he will be to our right. He snaps it back. Snyder gets it away and hangs one up into the air that'll turn into a fair catch at the 20-yard line for Ashland. And I think that was Mike Taylor. It was. 1:32 to play in the first half. And Ohio Dominican leading by a score of 17-6. And Ashland will come out here first down and 10. We'll see how they look to attack this without good field position. They will line up with two receivers to the left and one over here to the near side. On first down and 10, Chapman will take the snap. He'll give to Anthony Taylor up into the hole. 25, 30, and tripped up there. Cody Culbertson will make the tackle at the 31-yard line. That'll be a pickup of 12 for Anthony Taylor and a new first down now for Ashland. Eagles effectively moving the ball on the ground today. The Panthers have done a good job of not giving up the big play today. First down from the 31, clock winding, and now Ashland taking its time and looking to the sideline for the play. Chapman will have Taylor to his right on first down. Chapman drops back, looking downfield, throws. It'll be caught by Susie and down at the 45-yard line. Nico Tanksley will make the tackle, stopping the clock with 1 minute to play in the second quarter. Again, Ashland has all three timeouts remaining, and now the clock will start. From the 46-yard line, first and 10, Ashland trailing 17-6. Chapman takes it, looking right, throws this way, and it's caught and staying in bounds with Susie. And is Ashland going to burn a timeout here? They're not. Oh, I'm shocked. Clock continues to wind after just a 4-yard pickup for Susie. Clock down to 35 seconds to play in the half. Now Chapman will take it. He'll look downfield, steps up in the pocket, hit and dropped at the 48-yard line of Ohio Dominican. Gain of 2, Mason Sawicki made the tackle. And then finally, Ashland will burn one of its three timeouts with 27 seconds to play in the first half. Fans, don't forget, Thursday night football coming your way here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, as the Ohio Dominican Panthers will welcome the Findlay Oilers to town for an 8 o'clock kickoff on the campus of Ohio Dominican University. And we will be welcoming the nationally televised audience of the CBS Sports Network, as they will be broadcasting the game live around the country, as the Ohio Dominican Panthers, for the first time, will be on television, national TV. And it should be a fun and a eventful night. Hopefully you can make it out to the ball game. If not, you can listen in right here, or if you've got CBS Sports Network, you can watch as well on TV. That Thursday night, Ohio Dominican and Findlay from Panther Field will be on the air at 7:30 with our Panther Countdown pregame show. Second Thursday night game of the year for Ohio Dominican. All right, first, beg your pardon, third and 4 now for Ashland. Football at the 47-yard line of Ohio Dominican. Ashland still with two timeouts, 27 seconds to play in the half. And now Chapman will take. He will keep up the middle. Darts one way, and they drag him down. Does Dominic Clegg at the 40. That'll be a gain of 8. And a first down run, which will stop the clock, and Ashland will burn another timeout. So, ball will be at the 40-yard line. And Ashland will have it. First down at 10. You're listening to Ohio Dominican Panther football on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WVSG, AM 820 in Columbus. Todd Bell, Matt Natale, Charlie Danis back at the studios. As ODU leads 17-6 over rival Ashland. It is rivalry day in the conference today. All across the conference, schools in proximity and what they claim to be their rivals going head-to-head today. So it'll be first down from the 40 now for the Ashland Eagles. They are down to one timeout in 22 seconds, trailing 17-6. Chapman will roll to his left. Going to look downfield, a little confusion, and the ball out of bounds over to the Panther sideline. You had Pico and Susie, the backs, kind of got, or the receivers, got mixed up with each other over on the far sideline. And it'll bring up second down and 10 now for the Ashland Eagles. Clock down to 17 seconds to play in the half. Three receivers left now as Alex Weber will be split to the left. Pike over here to the near side. Taylor in the backfield with Chapman, who again will roll to his left. Looking downfield, being pressured. Warren Shields has got him and throws him down back at the 42-yard line. Huge sack on the play by Warren Shields. The Panthers second in the conference in sacks coming in, picking up their second of the day. And Ashland will let the clock run out, ending our first half of action. Solid first half for Ohio Dominican. And we go down to Matt Natale with head coach Bill Conley as the Panthers lead 17-6. Go ahead, Matt.
Coach, 17-6 lead here at halftime. A lot of penalties in the first half. Tell us what you guys got to do to keep this lead and go home with the win today.
Well, the big thing is we got to, of course, you know, we got to get off the field and get our offense the ball. You know, our defense done a great job of, you know, bending but not breaking, so we can't let them get any more touchdowns on us. And, you know, try to put some points on board and definitely stop, you know, we can't stop ourselves with penalties. Name of the game.
Defensive line, they've stepped up despite injuries today.
But, you know, we never talk injuries because we got guys just play hard. Doesn't matter who's in it.
Thank you. All right, halftime score. It is Ohio Dominican 17 and Ashland 6. We now go back to the studios and Charlie Danis.